This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Penny get revenge on our man Tyler, say aye.
Aye!
Penny, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining the mess here. How can we help you this morning?
So here it is. My boyfriend Tyler has got an Amazon Prime account, which he lets me use. And sometimes I put things on there that I like, and he'll get them for me for, like, little presents and stuff. It's really cute.
I like that.
I love it.
That's nice.
I know. I love that about him. But it kind of went sideways a little bit. I put, so our anniversary is coming up 6 months. And so I put a little bit of naughty stuff on there, a little lingerie, a little handcuffs, blindfold.
Oh.
Some bedroom things.
Bedroom things, and I said, hey, this would be great to have a little winky face, check it out. And so he went and bought it right away. But here's the problem: he accidentally shipped it to his mom's house.
What? So his dad's getting some this weekend. Hey,
oh my gosh.
Sometimes you gotta risk it to get grandma's biscuits. Now, are you and mother-in-law, or are you your future mother-in-law, the same size?
Oh my god.
No.
So he sent all that stuff to the parents. Maybe not. I mean, okay, it's obviously a big deal because you're calling us. They had to have opened it, right?
His mom, who is super religious,
opened
it.
Oh, my God.
And then he opened it.
He saw it was actually Tyler's package and called him up, like, instantly.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
Have you ever met his mom?
Yeah, I met her briefly one time, but I mean, she just to know that she's super religious and she would not go for any of this stuff.
Oh, Tyler.
Wow.
So that's crazy. So his mom saw Tyler's package and you didn't see Tyler's package. Hello.
Yeah, hello. That's the problem.
No. That was an evil
Okay,
laugh.
Okay. So this is all getting super weird, but so he sent the package to your mom, then his mom called him?
Yeah, here's the problem, though. This is where I got a problem with it. So when his mom asked about the package, he told his mom that I bought this without him knowing and accidentally shipped it to her.
Just pass the blame on to you.
He didn't want to lose his sweet reputation with his mom, so he just
decided
to try my reputation with his mom.
I kind of would have done the same
thing. Are
you kidding? Yeah, you know, you don't want to look like a freak to your mom, but...
Oh, my God!
So now, not only do I not have my box full of stuff, but his mom hates me.
Oh, your box is going to get full of something.
Hello!
Oh, my God, Carla!
Eventually.
Sorry. Terrible.
All right, all in favor to get Tyler back, say aye!
Aye!
So how many seconds we're going to get Penny?
94.
94 seconds to convince and coax your boyfriend Tyler into baby talking to you. Now, does that seem like an easy thing to do, or?
Oh, I'm on it. Let's do this.
You guys have a very safe to say healthy relationship in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, hold on right there. Penny's going to put her clothes back on. Yeah. And then we're going to do this cupcake call. Up next with your morning mess.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun sugar cake, yummy, yummy, yumpkin. You are my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you?
Okay, so we're back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Penny moments ago, and she gave me actually a great idea that I could do with my wife. I let my wife, well, Penny and her boyfriend do. I guess she, like, marks down, like, a wish list on his Amazon Prime account of stuff she likes.
Mm-hmm.
So when, like, birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas comes, you know exactly what to get your lady.
It's a really good idea.
Great idea. I'm going to do this with my wife. Well, unfortunately, Tyler saw some things, and it was some sexy lingerie and things. Some things for the bedroom, if you will. Mr. Tyler accidentally sent it to his mom's house.
Oh, my God.
And then when Tyler's mom confronted him about it, he blamed it that she shipped it to his mom's house. So we have Penny on the line. Hi, Penny.
Hey, how are you?
So you're quite embarrassed at this point.
I'm absolutely mortified. His mom hates me now, and she barely knows me.
Well, she knows something.
Oh, gosh, right? That's bad.
But the thing is that she wasn't supposed to find this out about you.
It's true, but you know what? The thing is, he threw me under the bus, and we have got to get him for that.
Oh, no, we got you. So what was shipped to her was lingerie. What else was in the shipment?
I had some fuzzy handcuffs, and I had a little blindfold.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That is quite a package, honey.
That's what she said.
I know. Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay.
I like all Penny, right. Boy.
Oh, Penny.
Carla, how many seconds we're going to gift to Penny?
94.
94 seconds to convince and coax your boyfriend Tyler into baby talking to you, because obviously he embarrassed you in front of his mom or behind her mom's back. And we're going to embarrass him with millions of our listeners listening on.
I'm so into this. Let's do it.
It feels like you're so into a lot of things. Yeah. She's naked right now. Okay. Here we go.
Ew.
Hello?
Hey, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm doing good, babe. Just at work. What's going on?
Sweetheart, I just miss you. We didn't have our, you know, our bedroom time for our anniversary. And I was thinking about you, and I just wanted you to kind of talk a little dirty to me.
I can't, babe. I'm at work. Like, I'm, like, around everybody.
Come on, just warm me up for later, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, please, come on, just a little bit.
Babe, I can't, like, I'm at work right now. I'm in the office.
I know, but nobody's watching. Just kind of turn your back in just a little bit. It'll help me for later.
Babe, there's, like, 20 people in here right now.
You don't have to do it loud. Just please talk sweet to me. Come on.
All right, hold on. Penny Winnie, you know I love hanging out with you, my baby baby.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to take care of you, baby. Maybe a little bath, baby, a little water tonight for my baby girl. Maybe a bubbly wubbly. Maybe a little massage after that, babe. Huh?
That's great.
Penny, if you don't take this man a niche, will. Tyler.
Wait, Tyler, are you there?
Tyler?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyler, we got to let you know you're live on the radio right now, buddy.
Are you joking right now?
No, we're not. We got to let you know you've been cupcake called.
Got it.
Penny, you want to let him know why we're embarrassing him live on our radio show?
I was like, Tyler. Okay, so, no, you sent that box of naughty things to your mom, and you threw me under the bus, so I just had to get back at you a little bit.
Oh, my God. Babe, seriously, don't ever do this again. I'm at work right now.
I know, but... Come on, your mom hates me now, and this is completely harmless. Come on.
She does not hate you. Why do you keep thinking that?
Babe, because she opened a box of porn.
That was porn, too?
Okay.
Oh, my God, that really was quite the package.
It was not that bad, and she does not hate you. Please don't do this. I cannot believe you just did this.
Yeah, your dad should be thanking you at this point.
Oh, my gosh, Joey.
Mom dropping it off on dad.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Sometimes you got to sprinkle the wrinkle. Am I right? Tyler, am I right?
Babe, I hope you have a great day, and please never do this again.
Oh, come on. Don't be such a little baby about this. Oh. Bubbly, bubbly, bubbly. Come on.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.